talk up here, but from all of the parts of it coming together. In other words, we will have a greater appreciation of life and of the neshama and of spirituality when we realize that it's not that that creation is not a bunch of separate points, but it's really all part of one reality. That realization that is part of one reality is extremely important. Ha'adam hayulad la'amel, so the person who is born to work, the time of our life alternates between the rest of night and the work of the daytime. And the rooster awakens us in the morning. It has a natural instinct to understand the difference between day and night. I guess you wouldn't really call it das when it comes to a rooster. You know what I mean? Das is a little much. Maybe that's the art. Yeah, I mean, bina is understands, right? Animals do understand certain things. Prey, they understand, right? To fight or flee, etc., etc. But you know, das is already okay. So maybe that's why. But anyway, right? Be'emes bria achas hi ruach echad holech umaached es nefesh adam es nefesh kol achaya kulam. He said, really, there is one spirit of life that unites everything in this world, including the human being and the entire animal world. There's an inherent unity that is there that links everything together in the world. Ba'ofanim gluyim u'ba'ofanim stumim, both in obvious ways and in hidden ways. So what's he saying? What are we appreciating here with the rooster? We're appreciating the unity of creation, which ultimately is here, to serve Hashem and to help us serve Hashem, and an appreciation of that unbelievable unity of all of creation together. What's happening? Yeah, that's a good point. But its distinction between day and night, the time of rest and the time of work, is really for whom? That's what he's saying. It's really for us to wake us up so that we can. Carry on with our lives. So that means that shows the unity between, I guess, us and the rooster, in that sense, right? Day and night, that's clear, right? That resting at night enables me to work during the day, and if I work during the day, I'm satisfied and I can eat and so on and so forth. I can rest at night. It's really the manifestation of the connection of all the connectivity of the entire ecosystem and all of nature to each other. It's just the first manifestation of that is the rooster. Bizman sha'adam is'ale chasal yamav u'mamales tafkiro ha'elyon, when the person elevates himself and actually he has compassion on his days. Interesting way to put chasal yamav, right? Chas is a way of saying that you don't want to waste something. Mamales tafkiro ha'elyon, he fulfills his higher task. Hare kol hazman v'chol ha'buri misalam al yada, all of time and all of creation elevated through him. If he utilizes the rooster to wake up, if he utilizes the day to do what he's supposed to do, then he's also elevated the day and the rooster with him. Okay, so there's two components to the unity here. Number one is from the rooster to me, in the sense that it's, so to speak, waking me up, or nature is providing my sustenance and so on and so forth. And then it goes, the arrow points in the other direction as well. That when I do what I'm supposed to do, I'm actually elevating and giving fulfillment and meaning to all the rest of creation. So it's a two-way relationship in that sense. Chazon klalize mizgale hulanu al yaday yachas shel abriya hazois hasechvi hakore bekol hakitz nirdamim. And that realization comes to us with the call of the rooster that wakes up those who are sleepy to do their job. The milui tafkid, it fulfills its job. Lifnei yitzirasan shakola kelehama orlimineim, before everyone else or anything else is waking up and all the various utensils of creation are coming together to do their job. So he says, it is a othu al hashlama tafkid achaim beruch niusam hamismale mehamone yitzurim. It's a sign of the fulfillment of our task comes also with the spiritual fulfillment of everything in the world. right? It's like we don't realize it so much, you know, again, because part of the reason is we live in an urban environment. I think probably farmers, people realize this much more, right? How interconnected everything is in nature and so on and so forth. And but he's saying even if you don't realize that, this bracha is supposed to help you to in fact realize that, okay? And to realize that it's all really part of that one reality, like I think I've pointed out before, Rav Hutna points out in Pachad Yitzchak, that that on Shabbos, during the week we say, Marabu Masecha Hashem, how manifold are your works, Rabu from the Lashon Harbe. Okay, on Shabbos we add, that's in the Berachas Kriyashma, Shabbos, in Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, we say, Magadlu Masecha Hashem. So Rav Hutna says, Rabu means Harbe, we are amazed by the how many. He says on Shabbos, where we're a little more spiritual, we say magadlu, which means gadol means one thing, which is large. Rabu means many things, which are many. Okay, so it's the unity which is perceived on Shabbos more than the rest of the week. Okay, it's magadlu versus marabu. Okay, gadol, one thing, very big. Magadlu, they are great, right? It is still a problem, that's true. Magadlu ma'asecha Hashem, kulam b'choch ma'asisa. But calling them gadlu is a way of saying that they are part of one great thing. Okay? Because calling them, in other words, you're right, it's plural, but how is it distinguished from marabu? Right? What's the difference? Because they're both psukim, they're both in tefillah, but one we add on Shabbos. So what he's saying is, what impresses me most in the rabu is, in fact, many. What impresses me most in Magadlu is that all these many things are actually part of one huge reality. And that's one of the things we see that's what we're actually saying with the Hanois and Asech Vivino. That's what we're really praising. Ashekulam yachad omdim lohotzi al apoiles hadrasa shel nishma sa'adam ha'elyona ha'olecha misgaberes in yumei achayim ha'chalifus asmanim hayam valelos. All of that, all of creation gets together to elevate the soul of the person who's doing what he's supposed to be doing in day and night, in chilukei tafkidim, with different tasks in different times. Hinunu mevarchim al zeh b'leiv malei rikshei kodesh, l'ashem ha'noisim l'asef hivin l'achvi b'yom v'layla, that we that's what we're really saying. And you'll see the pattern that Rav Kook points out in all the brachas, all these birchas ha-shachar, is there are two levels. You know, we understand them on a very simple, superficial level, but there's also a deeper level. And they're both correct. You know, we'll see it emphasizes more later on, but I mean, on the one hand, because even on the simple superficial level, it's hard to see saying a bracha on the rooster. You know, it's like strange, even if you are woken up by it. It's not, right? But on a deeper level, that's where it really is. When you go, it's you know, Sara Schneer, part of her original curriculum for Beis Yaakov, when she founded it, was involved tiulim and hikes specifically out in nature. So the girls should get an appreciation. And they used to do that regularly. And actually in Israel, Beis Yaakov's in Israel, they still do that. Tiulim are a big deal, okay, which all Israeli schools, but even the Beis Yaakov's do that, because that was her part. And she said, because how can you get an appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and of the greatness of creation, of the unity of it, if you don't get out into nature? So it's literally a part of her curriculum. Girls have to go on hikes. Right, which is an amazing, right, and that's actually what we are seeing here, right, and what we are supposed to feel here with Hanois and Lasech Vivina, that unity of creation. When you look in, you know, if I guess people have studied eco science and stuff, you must have studied some natural history or something in high school or something, like, you know, when you see how amazing it is, like the ecosystem is so intricately connected, like one minor change and like the ramifications of it, the ripple effect are absolutely incredible, right? Not enough to make me vote Democrat, but still, it's still amazing, right? Okay, all right. Have a good day. Chag Sameach.
Can I give this one? You can keep it. You can keep it.